Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. And we just continue to say amen, amen, amen. God is so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. We just bless the Lord this morning. Ah, hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just such a delight to have you join in with us this morning. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm happy in Jesus. Happy in Yeshua this morning. Oh, yes, I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can just clear this throat out just a little bit better. Hold on. Excuse me. If any of you have any ideas about throat soothing methods or remedies, let me know. Hallelujah. God is good. I am just so excited. Just to think that we are children of the Most High God. Hey, glory, glory, glory. And seeing the works of our God. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. 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 Just wanted to, I'll do that later. First, we honor God, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We bless the, oh my God, we bless the Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We give honor. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Thank you. We give honor to our God this morning. And we mean that from the depth of our heart. There's no God like our God. And our God is God all by himself. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Woo. He's the one that did all that we can see, all that we can't see. He's the one. Ooh, every formula that we know of, we're yet to know of, he set it in motion. Isn't that something? He set it in motion. Hallelujah. And he loves us so much. Woo, glory. He loves us with an everlasting love. Yes, he does. And we just thank him. Hallelujah, for his everlasting love. Can you say that? His everlasting love. We thank him. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We thank him with an everlasting, for his everlasting love towards his people. Ooh, you can just curl up and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, you can just look up to heaven and lift your hands and say, bless your name, Almighty God. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. We glorify the Lord. And we exalt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his mighty name. Glory for the very breath that we are breathing. The ability to inhale and exhale. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 The ability to inhale and exhale. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The ability to inhale and exhale. Ooh, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Listen. Ooh, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Listen to this. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let's say it again. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures below. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. We thank the Lord, yes we do, and we bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, the host of the hour of this show, yes, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray, and we just love to pray, and we just love to have you join us. We're here, as most of you know, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 a.m. and Friday mornings at 9. We have slotted Saturday mornings because we're on the phone at 6 a.m. And for those who would like to join us, I'll give you that number now. And we'll just be so delighted. We are able to see who you are when you dial in. So you can just say, praise the Lord, especially if prayer is going on. You don't have to announce yourself. Just move in the flow. Just move in the flow. We're seeking. Oh, the number for the prayer line is 646-769-9900, and the access code is 10082. Again, that number is 646-769-9900, and the code is 10082. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be so delighted. Now, looking for prayer warriors. And we're not in competition. We're kind to one another. If you're not comfortable with it or you feel that God has not called you to this particular prayer line, we understand that. And we're looking for those and invitation to those that God has called to the line. We're really wanting the wailing women to join in with us because we feel there has been a call for the wailing women. It has been called out some time ago, and we heard the call. We didn't stick with it for many reasons, but we stuck with the prayer line. The prayer line has been 14 years we've been praying, yes. So we are determined, not a lot of us, but where two or more gather in his name, there he is in the midst. We're very serious about the line, and we don't necessarily, very seldom do we ask someone to pray. We allow the Spirit of God to move, and then we know when that person is the one that is being moved to pray, and then we ask that you stay in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Stay in the Spirit if you've been led to pray. All right? Hallelujah. Because we want, it's all about God. It's all about the move of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks be to God for his love and his mercy and his care. Yes, hallelujah. There's a lot to pray about. Oh, yes, it is. There's so much to pray about. Oh, yes. So we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. We like to send a shout out to our family in our church family in New York. Hallelujah. The prayer line has been going strong for 2 years, and they have people in Africa or all over the United States. You just never know who is not on the line. I mean, people from everywhere Hallelujah, all over, and it's such a blessing. We were humble. They asked us to come on and bring a word, and they were so gracious, and we thank God for the opportunity to have been invited to bring a word. They started, and it just kept on. I mean, my God. Ooh, if I could tell you the story. Yes, Lord. So we thank God for the visionaries. And I tell you, their presiding prelate is on every time that phone line is on. And they're not just on one day. I think it's maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think they're on just about every day during the week. Whenever I'm on, I join them. It's on Tuesdays and Sundays. And they have church. It's not an event, as Dr. Scott informed the line and constantly. It's not an event. It's church. And little did they know, Elder Collin knew, when he started, what it would evolve into. And he had people who were there who were very determined to see. He had seasoned saints to see the work of the Lord go forth. Little did they know where they would be today. But it's a blessing. I'm not able to be on all the time, but when I am, it is a blessing. Hallelujah. We can't wait to when we get to New York and just fellowship with them. Oh my God, you're talking about fellowship. But as I was saying, their presiding prelate, he doesn't count it robbery to be on the line. Hallelujah. And no, he's not preaching every time. No, he's not. They respect their presiding prelate. He comes on. He say words of encouragement for his people. He doesn't take over. He just moves. Such a humble servant of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for him. He's a wonderful example. Hallelujah. Of leadership. I thank God for him. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say good morning to my New York church family. Amen. Now, they were on yesterday at 5:45, and they stayed till about 7:45. Quarter to eight, they went off. And you should hear them when they're closing and how they greet each other as if you would think they were in a church building. Because it's love you, God bless you, always so. I mean, they don't fail to do that. Such love. When you hear that, you know that God is in that house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is there. God. And now I want to let you know, they had midnight prayer. They had midnight prayer. And it's it's Wednesday morning, midnight prayer. After being on the line. That's right. Hallelujah. We need to be around more saints like that. Hallelujah. And they're not doing it for show. No, they're not doing it for show. No, they're not. They're doing it because they have been assigned to do it. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just give honor. You just have to stop sometime and say, God bless you. Thank God for the work that you're doing for the kingdom of God. Little did they know, 2 years ago, Elder Carter started. And one thing after another, just came and it has blossomed. I'm telling you, God used them. And they have people, Africa, all over. I'm not going to even begin because I'll miss the country. Hallelujah. Because one person heard, and then they invited, and they told somebody. We were all in lockdown and shut down. Nothing is too hard, and nothing is impossible for God. Yes, the church building was closed, but guess what? The church was not. Hey, Lord, have mercy. Look at God. Ooh, look what God has done. So we thank the Lord for them, and they're glorious church of God. Hallelujah. Hey, yes, Lord. They have church. And that's the Northeastern District is where it started. But they are without walls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They have church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just wanted to give a shout out and a word of encouragement to them. Hallelujah. And to encourage others to see that there are saints who are staying faithful to God, not whiners, but staying faithful to God. And we need seasoned saints who will, who will show the younger what to do and how to do it to stay faithful to your God. Hallelujah. Move. Now, don't you try. Say, well, I'm gonna start one for me. But is that what God has called you to do? And now they may have people all over. You start one, you may just have just your state. It's what God wants. You know? What God wants. And we have to make sure we understand God has a plan. God has a will. He knows what role he has for you or I in his plan. So don't look over at this person and say, oh yeah, if they can do it, I can do it too. Do that. But what you can do that they're doing is be faithful to God. Be obedient to God. You know? Yes. Faithful. You may have 1 million people. Or you may have 2. It's all in God's plan. Hallelujah. Just be faithful. And be a willing vessel. That you will do what God has ordained and anointed you for. Yeah. He may have anointed you for 50 million. Or he may have anointed you for 50. Just being in the will of God is what really matters. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So we thank Elder Cotto. I don't want Dr. Scott. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Bishop Colston, yes. I mean, the pillars are there. Hallelujah. 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 Dr. Scott, Mother Taylor, hallelujah. Mother Lottie Lewis, bless her. Oh, my God. Such a seasoned mother. All of them are. Hallelujah. They have young. And they have seniors. Hallelujah. I just want to shout out to some. Bishop Davis, I do apologize. I did not recognize you on last evening. I do apologize for that. And I pray that you forgive me. I heard your message that you did last Sunday. A very powerful word. Hallelujah, Bishop. is in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm telling you, they're just all over the place. Oh, there's some babies that love the Lord. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord. I just had to take that time and do that shout out. No, we don't usually do that. But every once in a while, we need to recognize and thank God for the saints of God and encourage them to go on. Hallelujah. And it's encouraging to us. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Good morning, my darling sister. You made it. I just love you, Sister Ro. Thank God for your love and your faithfulness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. A prayer warrior indeed. Yes, a no-nonsense. Hallelujah. Mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. And Pastor, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, Father, how we glorify you, magnify you. Oh, how we extol your most holy name. You are the sovereign Lord. Besides you, there is none other. Father, we thank you that you, oh, so wonderfully made it known to us that you love us and how you cleanse us from unrighteousness, how you pulled us out of the muck and mire, how you cleaned us up and set us on the solid rock. Oh, God, how you gave us your written word so we can get to know you, your holiness, your will and your way, hallelujah, your plans, almighty God, hallelujah, how you reveal and uncover, ooh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father, how we thank you this morning. But your word is sure. It's sure. It's real. Yes, it is. It's alive. We thank you. We thank you for your love, Father. We thank you for being our Father. Thank you. And thank you for your love, your care, your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for being our provider. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging us again, God. Thank you. Thank you for being our hope, our trust. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. When our father and our mother forsake us, there you are to lift us up. Hallelujah. When our brothers, our blessings and brothers and family may turn their backs on us, you still provide a family for us. And you said, I'm right here in the middle of it all. Hey! Glory, hallelujah. When the ones that we trust that will love us and care and protect us be the ones, the main ones, Father, who would cast us and, oh, Lord, trash us. Almighty God, you lift us up right in the middle of their presence. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And those who would cast stumbling blocks in our path. Hallelujah. How you move. Hallelujah. The stumbling blocks. Oh, how you illuminate the pathway that we may see. Hey, God, how wonderful you are. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When tears run down our face because we're disappointed. Hallelujah. Because we're hurting. Because we've been made ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you take your fingers and you dry them. Hey, you dry up the tears, Almighty God. You open our eyes that we can see that they are more for us than against us. Hallelujah. You open our eyes that we can feel your love and know that you love us and you're with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Woo. And there's so much love that we can love those that would despise. spitefully use us. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. So much love that we can obey you, Almighty God, that we can keep your commandments, hey God, hallelujah, and not cherry pick them. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us the strength, hallelujah, and the love to obey you, Father. Thank you for how you heal our bodies. Thank you for how you move, even when the bodies are racking with pain, and you encourage us to go forth, to do what you called us to do. And we know then we see healing come forth, Almighty God. Woo! Hallelujah. You are God. So we thank you, Father. We glorify you for your way, the way. And we thank you. We thank you for caring for everyone that's in need all over this earth. Protect, shield, and defend. Almighty God, save now, Lord. Oh, God, save life. Almighty God. Oh, God, stop, Almighty God, the evil that is attempting to take place at this very moment. Change that one that's wanting to steal, break into someone's home, break into someone's car. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for protecting, shielding, and defending. Father, we thank you that our children are walking in the circle of your blessing. Almighty God, hallelujah. We thank you for meeting them at their point of need. Almighty God, we ask that you settle their spirits. Almighty God, open their eyes that they may see. Hallelujah. What you're saying to them, Almighty God. Show them that you love them. Guide them, my great God. Hallelujah. Allow them to do all that you have called them to do. Strengthen them out of Zion. Almighty God, rebuke the spirit of depression. Almighty God, rebuke the negativity that has been over them. Hallelujah. Even the ones spoken with a smile on their face. Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Select their friends. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. God, that inner circle. Almighty God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Remember our nieces and nephews. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Help them. We apply the blood of Yeshua over each and every one that we are praying for this morning. All that are on the prayer list. Yes, Lord. We thank you because nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. We give you glory and we bless your most holy name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for ordering our steps. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, for filling our mouth with words. Hallelujah. Having us to say what you would have us to say. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Hallelujah. 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 Our God is God. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Ooh, there's no God like our God. Hallelujah. 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 There's no God like our God. And Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. 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 There is a place I love to be, and it is in the presence of my Father. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, there is a name that's above every name. Hallelujah. And it's filled with grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his anointing power, his peace, his joy, his love, his kindness over and over and over and over and over. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Woo! I offered a challenge some years ago, and I'm repeating it, and I've mentioned it before. 12 noon, whatever your 12 noon is. I had said originally 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. No, but 12 noon, whatever time is your 12 noon, lift your hands to heaven and bless his name. Hallelujah, 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 hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, for allowing us to do it. Remove every obstacle that would prevent us from lifting our hands and blessing his name. Nothing special about 12 noon, time that most people take lunch or that's about it. It's a free time. Hallelujah. Just 12 noon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Some of you, it's the next day. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Let's just fill the atmosphere with praise for our God. Hallelujah. Praise towards our God. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it is just a wonder. Hallelujah. And a joy and a peace. Hallelujah. 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 I'll get past hallelujah in a moment. I don't know. It's just something. I think I told you. I have shared with you, I'm sorry, that it was a time that going through some interesting things. And a friend of mine, she came and she said to me, she says, I don't know why you're going through all of this and I don't know what it is. But if you just say hallelujah, and said to the top of your voice, just hallelujah, 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 bless the Lord. She said, God, you know, God inhabits your praise. He come down and rest in your praise. And, sometimes I just need God to rest in my praise. Sometimes I just need God, hallelujah. Sometimes I just need God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just need God to just rest in my praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I just need him to just, sometimes I just need him. Oh, God. Oh, just rest. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. The connection. Yes, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't get me started. Hallelujah. And that, oh, my God. Woo. That's mine. Hallelujah. It's all right. The name of the living God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. And then I am so grateful that the Almighty God opened this up for us. He didn't have to reveal that. He didn't have to let us know, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I mean, that He rests in our praise. Hallelujah. He wants a relationship. He wants us to want him. He wants us to know that we need him and that we can depend on him, rely on him. He's not a wizard or at our command. No, 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 no. No, he's the sovereign Lord. Ooh. Sacred. We're not to use his name in vain. Hallelujah. He's holy. Yes, he is. But he still welcomes us in, provide us with the opportunity and the knowledge. Praise him. He'll inhabit. He'll dwell in our place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all that is going on, we need to know that God is real and that he sees and he knows everything. He's not some God that was made by the will and the desires of man. Man was made by the will and the desire of God. Don't ever get it twisted. Yet he opened to us access to him. Hey! Woo! Woo! You have access. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. We have access to the Almighty God. A veering off just a little bit. I heard a testimony on yesterday that was so powerful. I'll just give you, because I don't have permission to use the person's name, so I'm not going to do that. But I just want to share. I remember when he was sick and they asked us to pray for him. And he had cancer and it was stage 4. And was taking, you know, all the rough medicine. But he was a pastor. And he was teaching Bible study. They were doing online because of the pandemic. And the one who told me his testimony said that he would get up, put a shirt and tie, I think, and his jacket on. He may be in his pajama bottoms. But when his people saw him, he was dressed for Bible study. And he taught Bible study, going through some of the roughest times in his life. He remained faithful. Now, he wasn't doing that so he could brag or boast. But God had called him to do a work. And he remained faithful to that call. I'm not trying to show anybody up. I'm just giving the testimony. And now today, he's cancer free. That's all I wanted to say. Sometimes we figure, oh, you know, I'm uncomfortable. The least little thing sometimes, some of us, we just go, oh, I know God don't want me to do that. He see where I am. He got to heal me first, and then I can do what he want me to do. Right where we are, we have to learn that if God has called us to do a service for him, he gives us the strength to do what it is that we are assigned to do. And yes, there are times when it is totally impossible. But whatever you can do to stay on point with your assignment, do it. Whatever you can do. I'm not telling you to do what he did. Saying whatever you can do as to be faithful to the work that God has called you to do. And we may have to remind one another. We may have to be reminded to be faithful to God. God got you. If you feel, well, God, I can't do it because of this, there may be some, but we can still pray and seek God and ask God for the help that we need to be obedient to him. Different situations, but I'm just showing you what a person who's determined to do what God has called them to do will do. And we've gotten so soft, unfortunately, sometimes in some places. The least little discomfort. Oh no, I can't do that. Oh no, The least. Everything has to be perfect. I mean, everything has to be perfect and exact for us. Pray about it. Ask God to lead you and open your eyes of understanding. We all need to pray about that to make sure we're doing and we're exercising in the anointing that God has given us. God can show us great and mighty things. Yes, and he will. Hallelujah. He will show us great and mighty things. Oh, yes, he will. Bless his name. We're asking that you keep the United States lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're asking that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a little cup warmer. Here I go sipping on this cold coffee again. For a person who don't like cold coffee, sure should need to make sure you have what you need to keep your coffee warm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say this. I'm just full of wanting to say this today. If you are asked to do something for the Lord, if you ask to speak, sing, whatever, preach, don't be influenced by the number of your audience. Either way you take it, it's prideful. I had a conversation some time ago with a friend. And I think they may have that master's. I don't know about that doctorate. And I'm not knocking education. Education is good. Because when our leaders are educated, then they educate us. Yes. And we are all empowered to do the work of the Lord. And this individual said to me that they were bringing a word, they were asked to bring a word to this huge congregation. And they said, well, you know, speaking to this audience, I have to really study and make sure my vowels and, you know, my pronunciation is on tack because they don't play. They're on it. They'll put you in check or something to that effect. So not like the little churches. You could just kind of give them anything. I was speechless. I was absolutely flowed. I'm saying, oh my Lord, you mean to tell me that's the value? You have the audacity to devalue God's people? You walking in pride. I was angry. I'll just tell you the truth. I was angry. All souls are valuable to God. The number has nothing to do with the power and the message that you present to the people of God. Remember, God said in Ezekiel, all, A-L-L, souls are mine. He says in another place, woe to my pastors that lead my sheep astray. The honor is that God would use you to stand before his people to bring a word. And you should make sure, regardless of the number, regardless of the status, earthly status of an individual, the word should come forth from you with power and love. Spend just as much time for one as you would 1 million. Don't let pride take you down. Oh, you know. Don't do that. Those are souls. You have no right to do that. None. I almost said something. And then people just go and just throw something together if they don't think much. I'm like, whoa. I remember, I know I'm going off. I remember we had sent the letter out and we made offered an invite. And the person said, well, I'll have to seek the Lord and see if he... And then they were not allowed to come. God didn't allow them to come. And, you know, you're all right with that. And it dawned on me yesterday. I was busy doing some housework. I was glad that they didn't come. Not that I have anything against them. I don't. It wasn't for them and it wasn't for me. Not our Congress. It just wasn't. Because we could fall in pride. And I said, oh my God, thank you. I was. So it took me years. I never even thought about it. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Some things we should be grateful to God that he does not allow to happen. You're good. Oh, I wish we just had this one. If we had this one, they would come and people would see and they'll accept us. Stay on your path that God has assigned for you. Be faithful where you are. Allow God's word to come forth. Hey, be excited. Be excited. Be imitator of God. Yes. Glory. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Don't try to imitate those. Be faithful. Be faithful. And ask what it is that he wants to be done. And thank him for the anointing power to accomplish the task that he has set for us. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. Being faithful to God where you are. Yes, indeed. Being faithful to God to do the work of God. He has given you the anointing for that task. Stay faithful. Hallelujah. We're links in the chain. Glory be to God. We don't have a right to try to be jealous. We're supposed to be. We're in the same kingdom. The same kingdom. This is not our home. We're ambassadors doing the work of the kingdom. Yes, Lord. Doing the work of our God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, when we see brothers and sisters on the move, yes, Lord, keep them. And if you have the opportunity to help them, to hold their hands up, hallelujah, do it. Hallelujah. But don't lose what God has called you to do. Hey, glory. That reminds me, I'm going to get there. Someone wanted me to join in. I wanted us to be in ministry together. Then they wanted me to forego the work that God has given me. Well, after all, you don't have that many, so we can just forego that and do that. Then they said to me, well, you can't change the time you come on your broadcast. I'm like, you didn't give this to me. You did not give this assignment to me. If I'm going to help you, I have to help you where God has placed you. I can't say, well, then you need to change this and change that so it can be convenient for me and this and your format and your this and your, no. No. No, stay faithful to God. Stay faithful to what he has, to the call. And it's, as I said before, you help someone, help them. Hold their hands up. Pray for them. Pray with them. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. The Lord. In the beginning. Hey. God, one day we go study that. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God, glory, hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Bless his most holy name. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. Bless his most holy name. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his most holy name. Same chapter, verse 26. The crown of creation. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God, listen, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Bless his most holy name. Second chapter, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed, that word go again, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. God did that. Oh, yes, he did. God did it. God got it. Oh, yes, hallelujah. God did. Hallelujah. Ah, there is no doubt in my mind. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand, listen to this, that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Can we say bless his name? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He alone is God. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. My brothers and my sisters, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing, absolutely, positively nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, Lord. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that God got you. Have a wonderful day. Strong in the Lord and in his love. Until we meet again, God love you and thank you.
Elder Carter, God bless you. Thank you. Love you.
My New York family.